The 2014 Arkansas poll, a collection of opinions about issues in the state, is out. According to the results, the economy remains the issue that still has the attention of more state residents than any other topic. Though, 12% fewer residents selected it as the most important issue than did in 2013. This year, about a third of respondents say they think the economy is the most important issue facing Arkansans. Politicians or politics was the answer of 18% of respondents, healthcare 15%. Janine Perry, a professor of political science at the University of Arkansas and the director of the Arkansas poll, discussed the 2014 Arkansas poll results.
One of the things, of course, that we see, the main thing that we see, is consistency. So when you look at the questions that we've asked repeatedly, you know, some of them every single year, for the most part, you see a lot of consistency, you know, on questions about a broad question about abortion, a broad question about gun restrictions, questions about ideology and that kind of thing. Those don't change much from year to year, and that gives me comfort that we're not just getting noise. That said, as you mentioned, there are patterns that we see, and the pattern isn't always a consistent one. And the one, of course, that's of most interest, certainly in an election season, is what's happening with partisanship. So, you know, the party with which our respondents say that they identify. And for a long time, for the early history of the poll, until 2010, you know, we always had about 25% Republicans, about 35% Democrats, and then 35 to 40% of the people just saying they were independent. And it was so remarkably consistent from year to year. And then it actually remained the same in 2010, 11, 12, and 13. But it's when we follow up with the independents and we say, because they really make or break statewide elections in Arkansas. And so when we would follow up with the independents, we found a real shift in 2010.
Right. I mean, and you would ask independents, okay, you say you're independent, but do you think of yourself closer to Republican or closer to Democrat?
Exactly. And so for a long time on that follow-up question for just independents, they would break out in roughly equal thirds, and there didn't seem to be a whole lot of difference. But then suddenly and rather dramatically in 2010, which not coincidentally is also when we saw a sudden and dramatic change in election outcomes, we saw that they swung hard to the right. So when we pushed those independents, they said, well, they were closer to Republicans. That happened in 2010, 11, 12, and 13. It was very consistent. I thought, okay, I've got a new pattern here for a while. But this year, it fell back to the roughly equal thirds again. And I think that is really interesting. It could be an aberration, right? Any particular poll can be an aberration. You do what you can to prevent that, but there's always a margin of error. But I think it might have to just do with the tremendous negativity in a really loud environment, so that folks are, you know, buying the product right now that Republicans are putting out. Certainly our results show that. But they're not sold on the brand. And that's something that I want to look for again, of course, in 2015 and 2016.
Of course, the Arkansas poll also asked questions of voters and likely voters about upcoming elections that are in less than a week. And Tom Cotton is outdistancing Mark Pryor in the poll. What I thought, if you were a supporter of Mark Pryor, was even more troubling as we approach Election Day is when you ask the question, do you approve or disapprove of the way Senator Mark Pryor is handling his job as U.S. Senator, 54% of likely voters disapprove.
They do. And, you know, those numbers move a lot during election years, and they tend to move down for most incumbents. Mike Beebe, of course, being the exception.
Exactly.
As was Mike Huckabee before him. There's something about governors. It's lightning in a bottle. but largely it's because people are getting national messaging. They're getting national news. They're getting, you know, nationally packaged advertising. And, you know, folks have been really inundated, of course, with it this year. And that means that, you know, almost any incumbent is going to take a hit. John Bozeman's disapprovals are perfectly, you know, he's not even on the ballot. He's a Republican, which, of course, is the brand on the rise in Arkansas politics and dominant, really, right now. But his approvals are nothing to write home about. So I think, you know, any of the incumbents who, you know, didn't draw the short straw and end up on the ballot this year are probably thinking they're lucky stars. It's just kind of messy out there.
Here's bad news for journalists. One question asked was, please tell me how you would rate the honesty and ethical standards of journalists. More than a third said low, very low, and only 15% said high or very high.
Yeah, I thought that was Really interesting, and the Ethics Center here at the University of Arkansas asked us if we could start perhaps doing just that one question and seeing if we could sort of track it over time and compare it to the study that I can't remember if it's Gallup or Pew, but that one of the national reputable centers has been doing for a long time. And so we'd like to actually make that a series and sort of track people's consumption to the degree that we have space, and then also, track this idea of reputation and trust in those institutions and, potentially compare it to other institutions. I thought it was a really super, super idea.
You asked a few questions just trying to see about political knowledge, including asking what is the term of office of a U.S. senator?
We did. We've only done that one other time. I think it was in 2008. Yeah, and so you can see there was some comparability there. Both times that we've asked it, it's because it's interesting, but it can be risky to ask. People feel vulnerable on the phone, mm-hmm. and so you're always risking that someone will stop talking to you. So we don't ask those a ton. But in both 2008 and this year, we have some research projects on there we're trying to engage in, and so these become sort of control variables for what we expect to find from folks. We think that political knowledge may be influencing, in this case, the research we're doing this time, about how they feel about ballot measures and their news consumption related to ballot measures. So when we do something new or different or unusual, you can usually guess, and you'd be correct, that there's something going on in our research agenda that leads us to, throw something different on there.
Finally, the question that I always go to first on the Arkansas poll is, do you feel Arkansas is generally headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
Yeah.
This year, the lowest number in some time said it's headed in the right, 57, 25%. A quarter of the population thinks it's headed in the wrong direction. What can we make, or can we make anything of those numbers?
Yeah, it's certainly a decline in the right direction and an increase in the wrong direction. It's not enormous, they do bounce around a little bit, usually depending on what's happening in the broader political and economic environment. I guess the optimist in me would still say that it's a solid majority that thinks things are trekking along even in a difficult news cycle right now. So that's pretty good. But certainly we've seen percentages as high as the mid-70s. If you look back to 2011 or so, you see 74% of Arkansans saying that life in Arkansas was a good place to be. So, generally speaking, it will bounce down during election years. It looks like particularly during midterms. And that's not unusual. You'd see those same patterns in other states. So let not your heart be heavy, Kyle.
Okay. I appreciate that. And people can see all the results online.
They can. Everything. They can see this year's results. They can see this year's questions. We don't play hide the ball at all. And they can see every year all of those details back to when we started in 1999. They can knock themselves out. They can get crazy on data.
Janine, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Janine Perry is a professor of political science at the University of Arkansas, and she is the director of the Arkansas Poll. And she talked about the poll from her office on the University of Arkansas campus. And we have a link to the entire poll at our website. Just go to OzarksAtLarge.com.